Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Inspire small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. And there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. It's my pleasure to continue to be with you. And if you just tuned in, welcome aboard. You're going to be glad you did because we've got Jennifer Reed Hawthorne with us, ladies and gentlemen. Jennifer is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. She is an inspirational speaker extraordinaire. She's the author of a number of books, including The Soul of Success, A Woman's Guide to Authentic Power, also Life Lessons for Loving and for Loving the Way You Live, and others. And she's our good friend. Jennifer, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much, Jim.
It's good to have you back. And also Chicken Soup for the Woman's Soul, too, right? That's another book.
That's right. That was my first.
And I don't have that copy. I know about it, but I just don't have. That's one of your books I don't have yet. Jennifer, it's good to have you back, as always. There is a lot of anxiety out there in the marketplace. I was telling somebody earlier this week that if there was such a thing as a national anxiety or fear-o-meter, I think it would be pegged right now. What do you think?
Oh, boy. I couldn't agree more. And, you know, for a long time, you know, these last few months, Jim, I was really, just really suffering along with everybody else as I watched my retirement funds completely shrivel and in some cases lost absolutely everything I had invested with what I thought were trustworthy, competent money managers.
And you weren't even with Madoff either, were you?
Well, actually, I discovered that one of the investments I had made that was supposed to be absolutely rock solid was associated with
him. Oh, no. I didn't know that.
I mean, little me, you know, this tiny little investor, you know.
Little Jennifer.
I mean, who knew this could be a possibility? I was so floored. And for a while, honestly, Jim, I went through periods like so many people, you know, where I felt despair and even terror at what the future might hold, not only for me personally, but for our country. And I finally realized that I had to do something different, and that's what I'm really happy to have a chance to talk about this morning. There's something in the world of science called the principle of the second element. And what that principle says is that, let's say you're in a dark room and you don't know what you're going to do about the darkness. So you try to analyze the darkness. You try to figure out, you know, what is going to change the situation because it's so bad. You don't like the dark and you want it to be different. And then all of a sudden somebody comes in and they flip the light switch and the light comes on. That light is the second element. It has brought something outside the darkness to be the solution to the problem. And what I realized as I started going very, very deeply into the fear that I was experiencing was that I needed to bring in a second element. And that didn't mean that I had to completely ignore my finances, you know, which was sort of the room of darkness, if you will. But I needed to bring some light to that situation. And what I realized that for me, it had to do with energy. It had to do with subtler levels. And what I kind of boiled it down to was two things that I'd like to talk about a little bit more as we have the time. One is how to unhook from what I would call mass consciousness or collective consciousness. And the second part is how to raise our own frequencies. Because, you know, we're all energy. Everything in the universe is made up of energy.
Right.
And
that's what's inside of this protoplasm that you and I drive around, which we call our bodies.
That's exactly right. And the brain is functioning because of energy.
Yes.
And the heart is functioning because of energy. And just like a light bulb or a radio or a television set is emitting energy waves, we are doing the same thing all the time, and so is everything else.
Yeah.
And
you
so
know,
we can get trapped in a, you know, a mass sort of energy of fear and collective terror, if you will.
Well, you know, what you were saying about the second element, is that what you called it?
Yes, the principle of the second
principle
element.
Of the second element. That, you know, that's a much more sophisticated way of saying something that I've been saying for a while now, and that is that the best way to get out of the rut that you're in, out of this anxiety, out of this fear you're in, is to prevent yourself from getting locked up. It's just to move. Just to do something. Take some action. Don't you can't curl up in a fetal position. You got to move. Do something, even if you're not sure that it's the right thing to do. Just do something that meets the world halfway. And that's, I think that's maybe a more primitive way of saying what you said so elegantly just now. And we're going to talk about this, folks. This is stuff we can all use. I guarantee you I can. 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
Turn around and see you in a crowded place. What's with the emotions on a god?
Something's happening to me. My friends say I'm acting peculiarly.
We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you very much for using it. We built it for you. You got 5 seconds, 15 minutes. We got something you can read or listen to there at our website that will cover whatever topic that's on your mind, every challenge, every opportunity that may be on your mind under the small business sun. We've got something there for you. Between me and my 1,500 Brain Trust members, you'll find something there that will help you. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Check out my blog while you're there. So ask a question at the knowledge base, askjim.biz. All of that can be accessed off of the homepage at smallbusinessadvocate.com. And by the way, my blog that I just posted, my blog post is me saluting our men and women in uniform. I just have such a great feeling, such a great connection to those men, to our men and women in uniform. I know many of you too, most of you do. And I just had something to say this week, and I did, and connected it to something I did on the show recently. So I hope you'll check that out and leave a comment as well. Jennifer Reed Hawthorne is our good friend and a longtime member of our Brain Trust. Couldn't do without her. She's the author of Life Lessons for Loving the Way You Live. And we're talking about survivability. You know, Jennifer, about 5 months or so ago, I started talking to my audience about survival. And I said, okay, I think around the 1st of December, I said, I think as I look at 2009, please forgive me if this sounds like I'm capitulating, because I'm really not. But I said, in 2009, here's going to be your success strategy. And I said, look in the mirror and say, I'm going to win by surviving. I said, I believe in 2009, surviving is going to be a success story. What do you think? Was I capitulating, Jennifer?
Well, I like what you're saying, but I like the concept of taking that even further, Jim. I like saying, let's move out of even a mindset that says we're surviving and move into something much more powerful. I like to use the word invincibility. And I think that the first way to do that is to unhook from collective consciousness. And the way that I had to do that for myself was to change a habit that I developed pre-election. Because before the election, I was absolutely in love with CNN and MSNBC.
I watched
Joe in the morning. Everything was so fascinating.
That'll put you right off your beam there.
Well, and after that, I mean, you know, I have had to say no. I realized that trying to watch what the stock market was doing every day, hearing the constant dreadful news about the global markets and everything, I had to back out of that. I had to say bye-bye, Morning Joe. So long, CNN, just for a while. And that doesn't mean that I'm burying my head in the sand or that I never watch the news. But I have to really do that in measured doses. So that's the first thing, is just sort of unhooking from that collective mind, which I feel has developed a tremendous amount of fear and tension and worry.
There's something called...
from that?
There's something called availability cascade. Are you familiar with that term?
I'm not. What does that mean?
Availability cascade is where you hear something in the media so much that it actually becomes real to you. It actually becomes true. And you take action based on what you now believe to be true. If you hear the media say recession so much, then eventually you start to believe that. It's called availability cascade, and that's what you're talking about, and that's what we all have to not do. And of course, when I was talking about survival, my goal wasn't to capitulate or to tell people to give up, because obviously that's not what we do here on the show. But I was trying. I did want them to realize that we were in some historic times, and that they might actually have to take some steps that they didn't want to take. And if they waited too long to take them, it might not be a good thing.
I see. Well, that makes a lot of sense to me. But I think that there are more things that we can do other than even trying to make intelligent decisions on the level of our finances and all the things that are affecting us personally and our families and so forth. And
I want to hear about this invincibility. Tell us what you mean by that.
Well, I think that...
Is that like Superman?
Well, you could say that. And I feel that we can actually develop that kind of Superman or Superwoman armor for ourselves by taking an inward stroke, by looking at that energy. And the way that I started to raise my own frequencies, if you will, everything is vibrating at a
right.
different rate and a different frequency. So I started saying, okay, let's unhook from the mass consciousness, and then let's see what I can do to personally uplift myself energetically, not just on the level of the mind where I'm trying to talk myself into something different, but to actually start to experience something different. And there are a couple of things that I could really recommend, because I have found that they're working for me beautifully. One is a what I would call a spiritual exercise that I do based on a book by James Price. It's called the Abundance Book, Jim,
mm-hmm.
and the subtitle of it is the 40-Day Prosperity Plan, and
mm-hmm.
I have been doing the 40-Day Prosperity Plan for the third time in my life. It's a tiny little volume, and every morning I go through one of the principles in a prescribed way, and it is a spiritual exercise with understanding where true abundance lies.
Give us an example.
Well, an example of it would be a statement that says this: money is not my supply. No person, place, or condition is my supply. My awareness, understanding, and knowledge of the all-providing activity of the divine mind within me is my supply.
Wow.
My consciousness of this truth is unlimited, therefore my supply is unlimited.
Hold on to that thought, Jennifer. Fascinating stuff, folks. Good stuff. I think we can all use more of this right after these messages. Stay with us. Little Chicago bringing us back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. The Small Business Advocate, Jennifer Reed Hawthorne, is our guest. Jennifer Reed Hawthorne, the book is called Life Lessons for Loving the Way You Live, one of her many books. You can find her on her books, wherever books are sold, and online too, as well. And Jennifer, why don't you give us your website, please?
It's www.jenniferhawthorne.com.
JenniferHawthorne.com, folks, check that out, and they can find all your books there, and a little bit more about you and what you do, and if they're looking for an outstanding speaker along the lines, somebody to get your folks motivated and inspired, Jennifer can do that. Jennifer, you were telling us about this success strategy that you've come across, and give us the name of the guy in the book again.
His name is John Randolph Price. And the name of the book is The Abundance Book, The 40-Day Prosperity Plan. And I am working it, and I am just loving it. As always,
what is the main thing you're getting out of this? I mean, we don't have enough time to go into all of that, to go into every aspect of it, although I really enjoyed what you said in the previous segment. But if you had to say, what is the one thing you expect to get out of this 40-day process?
Well, what I'm already getting out of it is that I immediately feel a shift within me. It's almost a consciousness shift, as well as something on a physical, tangible level, where after I do this in the morning and I sit with these principles, I go into the day without fear, without terror, without worry, without tension, because I know that even though the speaking industry, which is, you know, my profession, has been hit very hard and I don't have as much work as I usually do, or I feel worried about my, you know, my retirement funds and those kinds of things, that that is not my supply. That is not really the source of my supply in life, that my supply comes from something deeper and much more majestic than that. And that just puts a completely different spin on the day.
Well, when I use the word happiness instead of supply, not to say that that's better, but I try to find, when I turned 40, I decided that I was going to try to move toward happiness and away from things that made me, things and people that made
Beautiful.
Me unhappy.
Beautiful.
And so that's what I try to find. So I try to say, okay, that doesn't make me happy. Now that doesn't mean that I'm only around things that do make me happy. Some things you know we can't all do that always, but I try to find, and if I'm ever around things that make me unhappy, I try to think about the things in my life that do make me happy, and I also try to think about things, for example, and I've said this many times on my show, whenever I think I'm not going to make it, I call my kids, and if they're okay, I say to myself, nothing else matters.
That's so beautiful, Jim. And what you're talking about is exactly what I've been saying about raising your frequencies. When you talk about happiness and doing whatever it takes for you to be happy and to not indulge in things that don't make you happy, that to me is an energetic technique in itself that is allowing you to stay positive. And what a beautiful blessing that is for you and those around you and for the world at large, you know?
Well, and when you what you're talking about, this 40-day thing is very fascinating, because while you were talking about it, I couldn't help but think about a quote that's attributed to Henry Ford. And you were talking about, you know, how your mind works and getting your mind right and everything. He said this, supposedly. He said, whether you think you can or whether you think you can't, either way, you're right.
Right.
Isn't that beautiful?
Very true.
Isn't that great? I mean, think about that. I mean, and that's what you're talking about. Your 40-day process is to get your mind to stop thinking that I can't do something.
Yes, or to stop thinking that, oh, my happiness is dependent on,
right,
you know, this particular thing. Because
which means that if I can't have that, then I therefore can't be happy or therefore can't be complete.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And, you know, Jim, the other thing that I really wanted to mention.
Quickly, I got about 1 minute.
Okay, changing our frequencies is the idea of practicing forgiveness. And I know that that's very, very difficult for many people. But for me, I have had to consciously work on forgiving those people who have lost my money, quote unquote. Because I know there's a tendency, and it's true, of course, it is true that they were the vehicle for that happening.
And you want to be mad at them, and I guess it's okay to be mad at them to a degree, but you can't do it to the point where it takes you down.
Well, I think at some point the anger starts to kill you.
Yes.
And you have to say, yes, they did this, but now, and I can't do anything about it, but I'm going to take responsibility for my own self. What can I do to transmute that energy into something different? And that's been extremely helpful for me.
Has it helped you to forgive yourself? That's one thing that I need to learn how to do more of.
That's the big one. I say, how can I be this smart and make some mistakes with my money?
Jennifer, will you come back here real soon and talk to us about this some more? We need to talk about this some more.
I'd love to. Thank you so much,
Thank you, Jennifer Hawthorne, ladies and gentlemen. That's JenniferHawthorne.com. She'll be back. I will be too. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.